So happy Easter and welcome back to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. This is season two. We're doing the Easter eggs and it's been a really great journey doing this, but it's Easter week. Galen, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Ian. He is risen.
Yeah, absolutely. If everyone's noticed, I've got a shirt that says "Do not be afraid." I just ordered my "He is risen" shirt as well. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, awesome. I just love those sort of affirmations of parts of the scripture, especially "Don't be afraid." It's been my moniker. So, it's Easter week, and last Sunday I made my palm crosses. I went to church, got my palms, and I watched that little TikTok video on how to make your palm crosses that you'll find everywhere, and they're really neat. I usually keep mine in my car at least 6 months. It'll go until it's dust generally in that thing.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I think it's a really fun week. It's the center of Christianity. It's the centerpiece of the Christian faith, really, the fact that there's a risen Lord. But it's really an entire holy week, holy weekend, really, for us. That also kicks off not really on Sunday, not even necessarily Palm Sunday, the week before Easter, but to me, one of the biggest days is actually Good Friday. And it's an aspect of the holy week that's kind of overlooked a lot of times. Because Jesus rose from the dead because he was first crucified and went to the grave.
Right.
Yeah. and it's good to celebrate. The thing that we celebrate and have hope for in eternity is the fact that we serve a risen Lord who conquered death and is the ultimate giver of life. But that would not have happened had he not gone to the cross. That would not have happened had he not taken up our sin and bore on himself the iniquities of us all. And Good Friday, I think, is one of the really, really crucial aspects of Holy Week that a lot of times we overlook it because it's not as encouraging or uplifting or exciting to think about. It's more important to think about the life stuff, which is great, but you can't overlook the cross.
Galen, I love Palm Sunday for one big reason is because Jesus knew what was coming and still entered into Jerusalem.
Right.
He could very easily have been, "Hey, guys, northbound, let's go." But he didn't.
Right.
He entered into his passion. And I think that passion starts with entering into Jerusalem, knowing what was ahead of him. So I love the whole week. I love the stories around the whole week. I've been listening to the different gospel accounts of it. I listen to books on tape. I love hearing it that way. I listen to a guy called Scorby as a British accent, and these things were probably recorded in the 60s or the 70s. I absolutely love them. They're on YouTube and you get them there. But yeah, it's Easter's a super special time. People love Christmas, again, because it's about life, it's about joy, it's about the new beginnings. And I think there's a lot of Christians who, although they celebrate Easter, they do Easter Sunday, you're right, they don't look at Good Friday for the eminence that it should be looked at for.
Right. Well, and again, you know, we celebrate Easter and or we celebrate the resurrection in a sense every single Sunday. That's why the church meets on Sunday, the first day of the week. So the central piece of Christianity is the fact that we serve a God who conquers death and gives life. But it is also very important to remember that we live in a sin-cursed world and sin had to be atoned for. So, and sin is continually a thing that is going to pull us away from the life God has for us. And we talked in a recent episode, the fact that repentance is a continually necessary thing. Getting back to the Screwtape Letters, that one letter a few weeks ago, the man did not, it was not repenting for a long time and then suddenly repented of sin and turned back to God. So it's good to remember that sin is something that has to be dealt with. And that's what Jesus did ultimately on the cross. And it says in scripture, like you said, that triumphal entry, Jesus coming in on Palm Sunday, he knew what he was in for and he didn't turn away. It says in scripture that for the joy that was before him, the fact that he knew he would have to, you know, be able to rise from the dead and bring many to life, he endured the cross.
Right.
So he endured the punishment so that we could heap upon him our iniquities and our shame, and he bore it on our behalf. And it's a painful thing to remember, because it's what gives the meaning and hope to the resurrection story. And there's actually a lot of passages that talk about the fact that, you know, sin had to be dealt with, and Satan is an exploiter of sin. So one of the big themes of this podcast is the fact that, you know, the enemy is constantly trying to pull us away from our walks, and we're confronting evil. And it was actually Jesus's death on the cross that defeated the enemy almost more than anything. I want to read one passage in particular. It's from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. It says, "Since therefore children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, and that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery." So it was Jesus' death on the cross that ultimately broke the power of Satan and continues to give us power over Satan because of what he accomplished at the cross.
Galen, you said something great there, which is about sin and about why we do this podcast, because sin is actually a doorway that becomes a gateway to greater sin. So when you look at small sins, and we cover this in the book Confronting Evil in Our Time, where those smaller sins can be amplified by the demonic. Someone says, "Oh, I'm right. just doing this," but yet it's a gateway to much larger sin and separation from your relationship with God. So
right.
everyone has got to be looking at that and saying to themselves, especially on the Easter week, if Jesus did this, or when Jesus did this, knowing that we were going to have a sinful nature, it's a reminder once a year, and it should be every week, every day. But for Easter and Christmas Christians, this is that moment to maybe take account of yourself, take account of your life. Where's my sin great? Where do I need help? Where can I go? Where can I reach out to church groups? Where can I reach out to other people of faith? Where can I incorporate Jesus Christ in my life more so than that twice a year being Easter and Christmas?
Totally. Totally. You know, I think it's also good because Easter is one of those things that sometimes does wake us up a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of what we call the CEO Christians in the world today, Christmas and Easter only. So these are the big days for the church. So if you're a regular churchgoer, it's good to remember what we celebrate. It don't treat it like just, you know, something that pops up every year. It's a good time to reflect on it. But if you're not a regular churchgoer, sometimes Easter and these special programs can be catalysts to kind of reawake or reactivate you, or maybe activate you in the first place. So really be open to what the Lord might have for you this weekend. Maybe this Easter is going to be a totally new one to get something sparked, get something engaged, get something activated, to be able to have people around you that are building you up in a good faith and helping you enjoy and walk in the newness of life that comes from serving Jesus, who's a risen Lord.
And for those who are listening who have doubt that the death and resurrection actually happened, there's a lot of writings in old Roman writings and others from around the area who it isn't included in scripture, but actually talk about Jesus of Nazareth. They talk about the events that happen. They talk about even, I think in Roman writings, they talk about the darkness that came over the earth on what's considered Good Friday. That's empirical stuff. It's got a historical basis. And then for those that are looking for where can I go and read the Christmas story in the Bible, if any of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all present stories in the Bible of the crucifixion. So if you... And each of them do it in different depths. And so in Matthew really focuses on Jesus fulfilling Old Testament prophecies and emphasizes Jesus' role as the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Mark provides a concise and dramatic account about the crucifixion, very much highlighting the suffering. Luke, which I listened to 2 days ago, it's more of a theological perspective, emphasizing Jesus' obedience, like we were talking about on Palm Sunday, that he could have gone a different direction, but knew what was coming and entered into his suffering. And then John, who's probably the most detailed out of all the Gospels talks in real detail about Jesus being pierced, how he went to the death, his road to the his punishment through there, which probably was more of a catalyst than anything for the Mel Gibson crucifixion story around, you know, Christ's passion.
Right. Yeah, John also unpacks a lot of what Jesus went through in the garden. You get Jesus's high priestly prayer. So really the emotional state of Jesus through the crucifixion, you know, and leading up to the resurrection. So yeah, I mean, definitely good to note the Gospels. Those are going to be the books that have those firsthand accounts. And then as you look over to other New Testament passages, the Gospels kind of are the biographies, and they tell the story of how it happened. And then the rest of the books, Paul especially, in the letters and in Romans and author of Hebrews as well, kind of unpacks the significance of it. So definitely getting the story in the Gospels, but kind of the theological unpacking throughout the rest of the New Testament as well.
And if for any Christians out there are wondering how the New Testament ties into the Old Testament, there's not only the prophecies of Jesus coming that's throughout the Old Testament, but the Thursday night before Good Friday was Passover. So Jesus in the room, breaking bread, and where we get the Lord's Prayer from, was celebrating Passover. And Jesus right. is the Paschal Lamb. Jesus is tied into the story all the way from Genesis all the way through, if you delve in and read it. And there really is a huge tie-in between the Jewish faith and the Christian faith up to that point. And that's why you get a lot of Messianic Jews who grew up in the Jewish faith and realized that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was right. that Messiah that they were looking for, not someone who's going to free them from Rome, but was more someone who's going to free them from everything. Yeah, happy Easter to everyone out there. I hope you enjoy it today at Good Friday services, having a really in-depth read of the gospel and the crucifixion, and then celebrate on Sunday because he is risen.
Amen. One last passage I'll mention. I always like to talk about it all the time, but especially at Easter. Paul says, it's the same spirit that brought Jesus back to life that brings us from death to life as well, because it's the nature of God as a life giver to give life to those who are spiritually dead. And the Bible's pretty clear, we're dead in our trespasses and sin. But the thing that gives us hope is the fact that God brings dead things back to life. And that's what God did to Jesus, brought him out of the tomb and brought him back to life. And that same life-giving power and nature of God is our hope in this world. He does it to us. So it is a Good Friday and it's a grand Sunday. Jesus bore our sins, took it to the cross, but defeated it in a resurrection a few days later. So it's a good thing to celebrate.
So from the Screwtape Letters podcast, happy Easter. Have a great time with your families. Get deeper into your relationship with Jesus Christ. And we'll see you again on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. We have some exciting news for our listeners. This summer, 2025, we will be releasing our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, unpacking the Screwtape Letters podcast inspired by C.S. Lewis. We are making signed first edition copies available for you leading up to the release. To secure your first edition signed copy, go to screwtapeletterspodcast.com and fill out the form to get your book. From Galen and I, we want to thank you for your support and Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. God bless.